Good morning, AFN listeners. It's AFN the Eagle at the Pinwide Show with DJ Tink. And since it is 11 o'clock on Wednesday, it is time for What Up With Chew, my favorite part of the week, where we learn Korean phrases and terms, which is awesome because I'm really bad at learning languages and Sergeant Chew is a great teacher. Today he's going to teach us about restaurants, like ordering and things like that, so that could be really useful because I love going out and eating food. So make sure you stay tuned for that, but first we're going to have more music. Good afternoon, morning-ish. It's time for What's Up with Chew?
Good morning, guys. This is Sergeant Chew again with DJ Tink.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were talking to me, but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, how was last week, guys? I wish you guys have a great week also.
This has been an amazing week. I've been so excited for my segment with you that I made flashcards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those flashcards actually will help you out with your English and Korean.
Yeah, so I've taken all my notes for every single segment that we've had, and I use my pink sparkly pen because I'm DJ Tink. I got to have some sparkles and glitter. And I'm really glad to add some more flashcards to my index.
So you're ready for today's
word of Korean?
Okay, so I've prepared some basic phrases you can use in restaurants.
That's awesome, because I eat a lot.
Yep. So when you go into the restaurant, you can say hello, which was?
안녕하세요.
Yep, 안녕하세요. And then that means hi.
Like a polite greeting.
A polite greeting, yep,
yes.
With courtesy. So, and I wanted to teach you guys, when you go on the seat, right? You go seat on the seats and you guys are ready to order, so you guys want the waiter to come to the desk,
right? To get the server's attention.
Mm-hmm. If they don't have any bells or stuff that you can call them.
Yeah, which those are really cool, having that little call button.
Yeah, the call button. You don't have that in America?
No, not really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So in Korea, we have those bells, most of the restaurants, but some of the restaurants don't. So if you want to get the attention from the waiter, you can say, Yogiyo. Can you try that?
Yogiyo.
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 Mm-hmm. Yogiyo is like, here... Hello, hello. Can somebody help us?
Excuse me, I need your attention.
Yep.
We need help.
So you can call Yogiyo.
Yogiyo.
To get the waiter's attention. And this is actually really useful because you can use it outside, maybe to get for the cab. Yogiyo.
Yogiyo. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a pretty useful.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just call somebody Yogiyo and then they can.
I keep thinking that you're about to say Yu-Gi-Oh, like the
Yu-Gi-Oh, like
the kids
the Yu-Gi-Oh
cartoon.
Cards. Yeah,
yeah. But it's ya, not you.
Huh? Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh. But that makes it easier for me to remember.
Yep.
So
Yu-Gi-Oh. You can remember that. Okay. So that's the word for this first segment. And
awesome. 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
Did I say that right?
Yep.
Woo! I'm getting it. Oh my gosh. I freaking love What's Up With Chew. This is my favorite segment all week.
What's Up With Chew?
All right, we'll be back with more, but first we have more music for you. Hey guys, it's DJ Tink here with Sergeant Chew for What's Up With Chew.
What's Up With Chew?
It's my favorite part of the day, and I get so excited about it. And he's going to teach us how to order food at restaurants, which is a big deal.
Big deal, yep. Welcome back, guys. I wanted to teach you how to order foods in Korean. And I wanted to teach you also some basic Korean counting numbers so you can order foods and quantity of it. So first, the Korean phrase for could you get me this or could you give me this is 주세요.
주세요.
It's kind of hard, right?
But it's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but there's like really easy way to pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know what juice is?
Yes.
And then ayo?
Juiceo.
Juiceo.
That's what it sounds like?
Yep. You add it up.
Juiceo.
Juiceo. Juiceo.
Juiceo.
Juiceo.
Okay. Juiceo.
It means, could you give me this? And could you give me that?
Could you give me this?
So maybe if there was a pen right there on the desk, and then I was asking for that pen, I could say, pen juiceo.
Pen juiceo.
Mm-hmm. So,
because you guys in the Korean language, they put the thing that's receiving the action at the very beginning, so you know what they're talking about from the very start.
Yep, yep. It's the opposite way of English. So,
yeah, I like it.
Yeah, good. Instead of putting the give me in the front, we put the give me in the back. So we put the object first and then give me in the end. So pen juiceo.
Pen juiceo.
Or maybe soda juiceo.
Oh, so if you're ordering at a restaurant and you're like, could I please have a soda?
Yep.
Would be
soda juiceo.
Juiceo.
Maybe a steak juiceo.
Yeah, that's really good to know.
Yeah, it's really useful. And the next one I'm going to teach you guys is spacing numbers from 1 to 3.
Ooh, I don't know if I can count all the way to 3.
Yeah. can you tell me what 1, 2, 3 is?
Oh, goodness. I know you told me earlier, behind the scenes.
Yep,
I can't remember. I have the worst memory. I had a concussion like 2 years or over the summer, so my memory is terrible.
It's okay. So, but I'll teach you one more time.
Okay.
So 1 is hana.
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 Yep. And 2 is dul.
Dul.
Like D-O-O-L.
Okay.
Dul.
Dul.
3 is set as like a S-E-T.
Set. Mm-hmm. Hana, dul, set.
It's not that hot, right?
Yeah.
Now you're getting it.
Heck yeah. Maybe I'd pass Korean preschool.
So hana, dul, set as 1, 2, 3.
Hana, dul, set.
As 1, 2, 3.
Yes. I'm so talented.
Good.
Oh, thank you so much for your help. This is awesome. It's my favorite part of the day. I'm going to have to make flashcards out of these as well.
I hope you guys are learning it too.
Yeah. Stay tuned for more. Chu is the best teacher, and we have one more segment for the hour. I wish we could do it all day, but we can't. So make sure you come back at around 11:45, and we'll have some more phrases for you. Hey, guys, it's DJ Tink, and I'm here with Sergeant Chu, and we have a special guest joining us for our last segment, MC Radar.
What? You guys thought you could get rid of me, but you didn't.
MC Radar.
And we have, this is our last segment, our last part of the day.
So sad.
So what we got?
I got some phrases that you can use to show courtesy for thanking the food and showing gratitude to the waiter. Sorry. That radar was on my list.
Oh, don't
radar,
worry.
Radar.
The other day I said something and my Tennessee accent slipped out. It's okay to say the wrong word every now and then. Yeah.
So for the cook or the waiter, so showing them, or maybe somebody else that maybe, if you went to a friend's house and the friend serves you some food, you can show gratitude
to them.
So it's
a way to say thank you.
Yep, a way to say thank you before you eat and after you ate.
Okay.
So it's really similar to show gratitude and thank the person that gave you food before you eat and you're going to have a really great meal. Is jal?
Muk.
Get.
Sumida.
Can you try that one more time? Jal. Muk. Get.
Get. Sut.
Sumida.
Sumida.
Jal muk get sumida.
Jal muk. Is it set or get?
Get.
Get.
Jal muk get.
Get.
Sumida.
Sumida.
Can you try that MC radar?
Oh. Jal muk get sumida.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was that okay?
She sounded way better than me.
I was practicing in my head.
Man.
Jal muk get sumida.
Jal muk get sumida.
That's.
Jal muk get sumida.
I'm going to have a great meal and thanks for the food.
Oh.
And after you ate,
that just makes me feel warm just hearing it.
And then after you ate, you can say jal muk.
Jal
muk is same.
Jal muk.
And then ut.
Ut. Sumida.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, jal muk.
Well, I get the sumida because that's like the formal politeness at the end again, right?
Yep.
That's like the seo and
da.
Yo and da.
Da.
Yeah. You guys have that nice formalness at the end that I really like. Korea is awesome.
It is.
So, what was before?
Oh, man.
Jal muk.
Jal set.
Jal muk.
Jal muk get sumida.
And then after you wait? MC Radar?
Oh, jal muk ut samnida.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's she's good. So good.
Not really.
So,
hey, I remember 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we're actually going to do that.
Set.
Hana dul set.
I cheated.
So, remember ordering the food, right?
Yes.
Give me this, give me that.
That's yageo?
No, that's here.
That's here. Oh, that's like, I'm present.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let me get my flashcards. Juseo. Oh, yeah, like juice.
Juseo. Ayo.
Juice ayo.
Yep. So I just wanted to do the simple challenge.
Oh, so, man.
So you're going to go to a restaurant, and you're going to order one spaghetti. Two sodas. And 3 soups.
All right.
Can you try that?
Okay.
So the waiter came in. What are you going to order?
Hana. What was the first one? Spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Hana, spaghetti.
No, in other order.
Oh, is it spaghetti first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, spaghetti, Hana.
And?
Juseo.
And then?
Oh.
Two.
Don't look at me.
Soda.
Soda.
Dual. Juseo.
Juseo. And then?
Set. What was our third one?
No.
Soup?
Soup.
Oh, right. Soup, set, juseo.
Yo!
That's so hard to remember, like, the sentence structure.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's really useful. So that's why we prepared this for the audiences, so they can
listen. It'd be the item you want. The number of the item.
And then juseyo.
And then juseyo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like the noun, adjective, verb thingy, kind of.
So, and
after you eat everything, you can say thank you. And what was thank you again?
For the food?
For anything.
Gansamida.
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 That's my favorite one to use.
Gansamida. Well, my favorite is goodbye.
Goodbye, which was?
Annyeong higeseyo.
Annyeong higeseyo, all the listeners.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
See you next week again.
Yeah, and make sure you stay tuned because Chu is only with us for so much longer.
His last show
is going to be February 7th.
Mom.
I know, I'm crying too. So make sure you stay tuned and tell us how much you love him. Our next Katusa coming in after Chu is G. And what's up with G?
What's up with G?
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good as what it's with Chu. So if you listeners have any ideas on what we can call it with G, let me know.
Something with G related.
All right, we're getting back into the music. Thanks for listening. Up next is Adele.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.